Good evening, everyone. We'll make a wee start just to our meeting tonight. Good to see you all gathered with us. We're going to sing together the hymn number 335. 335 and the page 312. A wonderful hymn that says, Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my ransomed soul shall find rest beyond the river. It's a wonderful hymn about the cross and how it's through the cross work of Christ that we're saved, that our sins are forgiven, and that we're made ready for heaven through trusting the Lord. We'll stand as we sing, and let us really sing it out with all of our hearts. Just unite our hearts together in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Our loving God, our gracious Father in heaven, we still our hearts, O God, before Thee tonight, and we come to Thee through the Saviour's name. And we thank Thee afresh tonight for the cross work and for the sacrifice and for the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ for us guilty sinners upon that middle tree of Calvary. And Father, we thank Thee that there Christ bare our sins in His own body to the tree. We thank Thee, O God, that upon that tree He became a curse for us who knew no sin, that we might be delivered from the curse of our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ, and that we might be saved from our sins and given a home in heaven and have the great hope of life eternal. And Father, we thank Thee that this is all because of Christ dying for us upon the cross. We thank Thee, O God, that it was all in Thy plan and in Thy purpose, even before the very foundation of the world, that Christ Jesus should come into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And Father, we thank that Christ died, that He rose again victorious, that He is alive forevermore, that He is triumphant over death, over hell, over sin, and over the grave. And Father, we thank that one day Christ Jesus is coming back again to gather His people unto Himself, to be with Himself forevermore. And O God, as we come to Thee tonight through Christ, we thank Thee, O God, for Thy goodness and Thy mercy toward us even throughout this day. We thank Thee for Thy presence. We thank Thee for Thy protecting hand upon our lives. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy provisions to us, O God, for every good and every perfect gift that Thou hast given to us. Truly, O Lord, we can say we have lacked no good thing. And Father, we thank Thee tonight for freedom and for liberty and for, Lord, privilege of gathering together tonight, Lord, with Thy people around Thy word and around the things of God, even here in Thy house tonight. And, O God, our prayer is that Thou would just bless our coming together here tonight. We realize, Lord, that it is the presence of the Lord that makes the feast. And we pray, O God, from the very outset to the last amen, that Thou, Lord, will draw near. O God, we think of that promise of Christ, where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst. And Lord, we would pray that Thou will bless our hearts tonight, that Thou will speak to our hearts from Thy word, and as we hear the report and of Thy work amongst the boys and the girls. We pray, Lord, that our hearts and our souls might be challenged afresh, even in these days in which we live, to be up and doing, Lord, for Thee. For the night cometh when no man can work. We thank Thee tonight for all who have been able to come and every head bowed before Thee. Bless every household, bless every family circle, and meet the need of all our hearts and all our lives, our homes and our families. And Lord, do unite our family circles in the Lord. We pray that every household would be saved and safely gathered unto the Lord. We pray for those that cannot be with us tonight, Lord, who are led aside in beds of sickness or because of age or infirmity, can no longer come to Thy house. We pray that Thou will bless them and strengthen them and encourage them, we pray. We pray for others who mourn and suffered loss in recent times, Lord. Do comfort their hearts this night, we pray, and be to them, as it were, that balm in Gilead, and be their helper and be their strength, O God, we pray. We think of those also as well who may be listening in online tonight, whoever they might be, wherever they might be from. We pray that Thou wilt bless them, that Thou, Lord, will minister to them, and that Thou wilt speak to them and bless Your word to their hearts and to their souls this night. Remember Thy servant tonight who has come to minister. We thank Thee for her. We thank Thee for saving her and calling her into Thy work. And we thank Thee, Lord, for her many years of faithful service and bringing the gospel to boys and girls. And we pray that Thou wilt bless her tonight as she brings Thy word and brings the report of her labors. And we pray that Thou wilt bless her and make her a blessing to us. And we pray that we might be greatly encouraged even hearing what Thou art doing amongst the boys and girls, even through that ministry that Thou was given to Thy servant. We pray, bless her tonight, fill her with Thy Holy Spirit, and Lord, make her a blessing, we pray, and use her, Lord, for Thine honor and glory in these days in which we live, O God, we ask. Again, Lord, we do pray for the children's meeting tonight, and Tresna, bless the word that has already gone forth there, we pray. And Lord, remember the other meetings as they would continue throughout the week. May Thy hand of blessing be upon them. Lord, remember here on Friday night, McGuire's Bridge as well, and remember in the school as well, tomorrow we ask. And we pray for the youth on Friday night and the open air on Saturday and the services here on the Lord's Day. We pray that Thy hand of blessing will be upon every endeavor and that Thou wilt use, Lord, these labors, O God, though they may be little in man's eyes. We thank that little is much when God is in it. And Father, we pray that Thou would be pleased to use them for the furtherance of Thy kingdom. Bless other prayer meetings such as this tonight. Remember also gospel missions on at this time and ministry meetings. Bless wherever Thy word would be faithfully preached and proclaim tonight. We pray that thy blessing, O God, would be upon it, we pray, and that thou would be pleased to advance thy kingdom in a mighty way throughout our land and our nation at this time. And Lord, we would remember especially tonight, Lord, the land of Ukraine. We pray for thy people there, O God, that thou will watch over them, that thou will protect them, that thou, Lord, will meet their every need, and that thou will encourage them in the Lord at this time and bless their witness, O God, we pray. Again, Lord, we would pray against Putin and his army, O God, that thou would send confusion and derision amongst their ranks, O God, we pray, and that even, Lord, they might be turned around and that that country might be spared this devastation at this time, we pray. Lord, intervene even in the affairs of men. Lord, you've said that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and thou can turn it whatsoever way thou dost please. And, O God, we pray that thou wilt remember that land in mercy. Answer the prayers of thy people in that land and for that land at this time, O God, we pray. And be pleased to give deliverance there, O God, we ask. Even in a mighty way, bring glory and honor unto thy name, we pray. Be with us now, do our hearts much good, and glorify the Savior and all that will be said and done tonight. For we do pray and we do ask it all for Jesus' sake and glory, giving thee thanks. Amen and amen. I want to welcome you all tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see you all gathered with us this evening. And our prayers, the Lord will richly bless you tonight as you gather with us around the Word of God and around the throne of grace and prayer. Remember the meetings over the weekend. Do pray for God's blessing upon them. Friday night, the children's meeting here at 6:30. Followed by the youth fellowship at 8. Be much in prayer for those meetings. Remember also the open-air witness on Saturday in the Diamond at 11 in the morning with Brother Colin. Pray for that. If you're in the town in the morning, join with us. And then the services here on the Lord's Day. Lord's Day morning, 12 noon, evening gospel service at 7. We belong to bring God's Word. And then remember also the Sunday school and Bible class, 12 noon or 11 a.m. rather in the morning. Be much in prayer for that. Could I just maybe meet with the members of committee after the meeting this evening, just about 5 or 10 minutes, if we could just maybe meet in the prayer room? I think that would be best, just very briefly, just for about 5 or 10 minutes, ask the members of committee just to wait behind. Now, we give a very special welcome tonight, our good sister in Christ, Miss Joyce Walsh, from our Banbridge congregation, and has labored for many years faithfully under our mission board amongst the boys and girls around the province and indeed further afield. We welcome her tonight in the Lord's great name, and we're going to ask her now to come, and she's going to give an update and a report and share the burden of the work with you. Do remember the offering tonight in its entirety goes to help her sister. I'm not sure if she has any prayer cards with her or not. She hasn't got those, but do you remember her in your prayers day by day, that the Lord would bless her and use her in this vital ministry amongst the children of our land. So welcome her sister, and I will hand over to Joyce, God bless.
Thank you very much, Mr. Porter. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you tonight. I actually was to be here latter part of last year, but instead of that, I went for knee surgery. So I appreciated Mr. Porter giving me another date. And we're so thankful for that and glad to be with you this evening. This pulpit wasn't made for somebody as short as me. But anyway, we'll get on all right. It is good to be here and appreciate the opportunity to bring you up to date with a little bit of what is happening with our boys and girls. The last few years have been very, very difficult and very hard with the COVID. And it's been a time of great frustration, but we thank the Lord for how he has enabled us and helped us in the work amongst our children. And we learn a wee bit about that when we come to the pictures in just a moment or two. But can I say a big thank you to all of you who have prayed for us. We do appreciate your prayers and your support in the work of God, and without you folks, we couldn't do what we do. Prayerfully and financially, we are indeed indebted to you, and we do ask you that you will continue to pray for the work amongst our boys and girls, and as things begin to open up again, that the years that we've lost, that we'll see great fruit in the years that are to come. So do please continue to remember the work in prayer. We're just going to read a verse or two of scripture and just say a few words, and then we'll look at this presentation. Psalm 78. Now, I've used this psalm in deputation meetings before, but a wee while back, I was reading Psalm 78 one night, and when I was reading it, there was one verse in particular that really stood out to me, and really thought about it, and I want to share it with you. We'll read from verse 5 just to pick up a little bit of what is being said by the psalmist. It's a wonderful, wonderful chapter in regards to evangelizing the children and so on. So we'll read from verse 5 down to verse 7. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel that they should make them known to their children. Take note of the generations here in verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment. It's just that verse 7 I want to leave with you this evening and just mention one or two wee things about it. As we read through this psalm, the early part of it, you'll discover that the psalmist talks a lot about the children knowing about the things of God. And we have a responsibility to our generation. As you read through the Old Testament in the early part, Moses was constantly reminding the people of their responsibility to the children that were growing up with amongst them. And so tonight we have a responsibility to the children that are growing up amongst us. There's many children tonight, and they're growing up in godless homes. They're growing up in homes where they know nothing of the things of God. And for some of them, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only heard in a swear word. I've heard of children, especially in Belfast, saying to workers, why are you swearing at us when you talk about Jesus? Because in their home, they just hear that as a swear word, and they know little or nothing of the things of God. And the way things are going, they don't want even hardly the gospel brought into the schools. And I'm so thankful to God for the schools that I have the opportunity of going into and presenting the word of God to the boys and girls. And so in that verse 7, especially verse 4, if you look back to it, it says, we will not hide them from their children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. And so why should we share the word of the Lord with the generation that is to come? Well, verse 7 tells us, and it divides itself into three lovely little bits, and it says, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. That they might set their hope in God. And that's the purpose of all our teaching. That the boys and girls coming up around us, that they might come to that place of repentance and faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and come to know him as their own and personal Saviour. We are seeking to prepare them for the future and for that future to be in heaven with Christ. And so it's so important that we teach them the word of God. We have a hope for the future, a hope that one day we will be with Christ for all eternity. And so we need to be encouraging these children that they can have a hope for eternity when they put their faith and their trust in Christ. We know that today people are setting their hope in many, many things. Some of them are setting their hope in their job and hoping for the next promotion and hoping for a bigger check at the end of the month. And there's nothing wrong with seeking promotion, and there's nothing wrong with getting the best you can from your employer. But some people are setting their hope in that. Some are setting their hope in politicians. And, well, they'll let you down in a hurry. Some are setting their hope in their holidays and in their homes and in so many things that at the end of the day will pass away. And they need to be made aware of the fact that they need to set their hope in God, that they need to put their faith and their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. And so we share the blessing of the Lord. We share the good news of the gospel with the children so that they might set their hope in God. Secondly, we evangelize this rising generation, and we need to cause them to remember the works of God. How easy it is to forget what God has done for us. You know, sometimes we have a bad day or two and we grumble and we complain and nothing's going right and everything's going wrong. And we're like the children of Israel going through the wilderness. They forgot what God had done for them, bringing them out of Egypt and how it provided for them. And all they could do was grumble and complain, and they forgot God's goodness. And sometimes we're a bit like that, aren't we? But we need to remember what Christ has done for us, what God has done for us in sending his Son to the cross. And we need to constantly be reminding our children, as we gather them in, what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them, that he loves them, that he died for them on the cross, he shed his precious blood, he arose again from the dead, and he ascended back into heaven. And we need to be constantly reminding them of what the Lord has done for them, of the great works that God has done. The past must not be forgotten when we bring our children together, and we must constantly remind them of the gospel and what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them. And finally, we share the gospel with this generation that's rising up. It says that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And that as they come to know Christ as their own and personal Saviour, as they seek to walk with God, that they will learn the importance of keeping God's commandments, of walking in all the ways of God. And I'm not just talking about the Ten Commandments. God has given us many commandments within the Word of God. And we need to learn the importance of living in obedience to the Word of God and walk in a way that truly honours and glorifies the Saviour. And so this is what we need to be telling our children, those who've come to faith in Christ, that they will keep his commandments and that they will seek to walk in the ways of God. The psalmist here is not talking about a legalistic life of obedience, but he's talking about a loving obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ for what he has done for him, for them, and that they will seek to walk in the ways of God, and that they will seek to live their lives in accordance with the Word of God, and that they will not turn back, but that they will keep walking on with God. Now, we're not going to look at it, but when you get home tonight, and maybe you're sitting down to read the Word, you read on down in that chapter, and you see what happened to Ephraim when they forgot the works of God, and they forgot all that God had done for them. And they turned their backs, they turned away in the day of battle. And you see what happened to them. They didn't keep God's law, they didn't keep God's commandments. And they weren't following the Word of God. They refused to keep God's covenant. And we need to be praying that that will not happen to our children, but that they will seek to walk in all the ways of God and not walk, turn back, but that they will continue to go forward and grow up to be men and women of God who can take their place within the church, who can, in a future day, become our ministers, our missionaries, our elders, our committee, our Sunday school teachers, our children's workers, our congregation of tomorrow. And we do need to pray for them. And we do thank you tonight for praying for them. As I've said already tonight, the last couple of years have been very hard and very difficult when COVID hit us in 2020. And I was in a school for a week of meetings and got a phone call, listened to the news, you're not to come back. Schools are all closing. And it was just devastating and just so hard and just so difficult to come to terms with, you know, for the foreseeable future, you know, there's nothing happening. But we thank God for the way that he led and guided. Normally my ministry is going into our schools. I go into schools for assembly, and I also go into schools and I hold a week of meetings. Some schools I go in the morning at 9 o'clock and I have the whole school for the week. Other schools I go in, take P1 on a Monday and work my way through to P7 by Friday. Other schools I go at lunchtime and have the boys and girls. And one school I went to them, I got the meetings with them in 2020, and the principal said to me, a lovely Christian girl, she said, I tell you what, she said, instead of coming after school, come, she said, at lunchtime, and come in February when it's nice and cold, and she said, they'll be glad to come into the heat. And it worked, and we had a great crowd of children gathered in. But, and that's how it works. There's a school I go to, I go during parent-teacher week, and I would have the children from 1:15 to 2 o'clock when mummies come to pick them up, and we would have the entire school, and some are after school. If I'm after school, 2 o'clock to 3, I would have P1 to P3, and, you know, after you've had them for an hour, it's like, give me some diazepam and let me lay down for an hour, because it's all action choruses and you've got to keep their attention span. And one school in particular that I go to, it's in a farming community, and you have to make sure that they're turned away from the windows because they hear a tractor and the heads go, I think that's a John. No, it's not a John Deere. That's a David Brown. And, you know, and this is how they talk. And so you have to make sure that, and if you let them, they'll run off to the window to see the tractor, maybe the slurry tanker going up the road or whatever it might be. So, but that's how it is. And then 3 o'clock to 3:45, I would have P4 to P7. And I'm so thankful for the opportunities and the doors that God has opened into our schools. And we really need you to pray that these doors will all open again soon. I am back into some schools, but a lot I am not. And I'm hoping that after Easter to get back into many of these schools. I'm so thankful, as I've said, for principals who welcome me warmly to their schools, for teachers who are glad when I come. And it's just wonderful. You know, it's a real doddle in many ways. When I started out under our board, I just hope Mr. Porter didn't go many, 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 many years. But when I started out under our board, I would have used orange halls and mission halls and such like. And you were lighting a fire, you know, at dinner time in an orange hall to get the place warmed up for the children coming. And you went back and the water was running down the walls. But thankfully, those days are past. And you go into your school and it's lovely and warm and cozy. And the principal will send out the invitations, they'll send out the consent forms, and they're all brought back, and they know who's coming, and I just go in and do my thing, and it's just wonderful. And as I say, I really thank God for it. It's been a tremendous opening. So please do pray that these schools will open again very soon. As I say, the door opened another door opened to us during lockdown, and it's amazing. The door that opened to us really took me out of my comfort zone, because I was just so used in my little corner doing my thing and bothering with nobody and nobody bothering me and just going about doing what I do. But FPC Kids came into being, and we thank God for the ministry that he gave us during those times. And I'm just going to move this mic. I forgot my flicker, so I need to just be over beside the laptop. As I say, the Lord opened a door to us, and it's been amazing how the Lord has used FPC Kids. And we thank God for the many, many boys and girls who've heard the gospel since it came into being. Just hold on a sec here now. Do we get back where we should be? That's not where we should be. I think we're through. Hold on. Just hold on a minute to see what's happening here. It's gone. It won't go back to the first slide. Well, that is the first slide, but it won't come to the next slide. Modern technology is great when it works.
Here we go. I blame the man who took the property. Will not say who he is. Here we go. I want that one. Come on. Sorry, folks. Right. Let's hope we go now. There we go. No. It's a junked one. Anyway, that second one, it says it's got on it FPC Kids. There we go. FPC Kids came into being in March 2020. It's up on the screen, but it's not up for you. But anyway, FPC Kids came into being, and we're so thankful to God for the opportunities that have come out of FPC Kids. We started with a wee word in the middle of the week, and then we had Bible Corner. And the very first night that Bible Corner went out, there was a wee girl trusted the Lord. And we took that as a sign from the Lord that this was what he wanted us to do. And so we set about recording, and we thank God for Catherine, who recorded for us, and for Alistair's leadership, and for Glenn doing the uploading and the downloading and whatever loading needed to be done. Glenn looked after that part of it. And we're thankful to God for these young folk that the Lord has given such talent to, that we can, they were able to use it, and for all of this that went out. Bible Corner, here they are, waiting for Bible Corner to start. It went from a Friday night to a Sunday morning when Sunday schools weren't operating. And so here they are, sitting patiently waiting for Bible Corner to start. And the Lord has blessed it, because there's boys and girls who've come to know Christ, and we're so thankful for that. I was in one of our churches one night, and a wee lady came to me and she said, you know, I just love Bible Corner. And she said, I go out to all my neighbours and I'll say to them, Bible Corner's starting. Don't forget about it tomorrow morning now. And all her neighbours, the elderly folk up and down her street, she has them all geared up that they too can listen in to Bible Corner. And many of them were not saved. And what a wonderful opportunity, not only to reach the young, but to reach the old as well. And we do thank God for that. And so Bible Corner has been greatly used of God, and we are so thankful for that. We also recorded for assembly in the classroom. And Robert had this great idea, and I really get on well with Robert, don't get me wrong, but he had this idea about recording short messages that could be sent to schools, and the schools could use these for assembly in the classroom. And so we recorded quite a lot. They're only very short, maybe 10 minutes at the most, and we contacted every school across the province. First of all, Robert said we could contact the schools that we were in touch with. And then he said one day, he said, you know, I've had a wee idea. He said, what about contacting every school in the province? I said, Robert, a wee idea? That's a massive idea. But eventually every school was contacted right across the province. And they were made aware that these were available and that they could watch them in their school classroom. And many did. And there's a school I go to, I'll be there tomorrow morning. The principal said to me, he said, you know, he said, we have been using FPC Kids. He said, really very well put together, doctrinally sound. He said, it is just brilliant. I heard of three men talking together, and they don't come through our door, but that's all right. Three men talking, and they were talking about, one of our ministers overheard them. They were talking about Bible ministry, children's ministry online. And one man said to the others, he said, if you want to see how children's ministry is done exceptionally well online, he said, you tune into FPC Kids. He said, the Free Presbyterians are leading the way on children's ministry online. And I took that as a real big compliment. And it only was the Lord's help. And with Catherine, who did all the editing and putting it all together for us, it was Catherine did a tremendous amount of work, and we're so thankful for that. Some are still using these in the classroom. I don't know what's wrong with this tonight. It won't go. Sorry? Oh, it's changed up there, has it? It's not changing on the screen, Will. We've got the wrong picture now. No, wrong picture. We're too far ahead. I don't know. What I was going to talk about was Holiday Bible Club. You may just look at that picture for a minute or two. Holiday Bible Club, we did two Holiday Bible Clubs the first year, one in July, one in August, and those were greatly used of the Lord. We had people listening right around the province. Right around the province. We had people listening in the United States. We had people listening in Europe. And as far as my memory serves me right, we had people listening in Australia. A lady sent in a message from the United States. She said, it's the middle of the night here. She said, I'm up with my little boy, and they were watching. We also did one that year at Christmas, and that went down very well also. Then we did one last year at Easter, and that was a lot of fun. The brilliant idea was to do some recording outside and get a Bible verse and something that relates to it. So my bright idea was, some of you folk maybe don't even know where this is, my bright idea was to go to the big stone in Rostrever. And you go into the park and you go way up, way, way up, and there's a great big stone. And, you know, there's all these legends that it was thrown across from Carlingford Lock and what have you. But anyway, my verse had the word rock in it. And so took Catherine up there, and I think we got the windiest day of the week, and we were nearly blown into Carlingford Lock. But we got there in the end, and it was a real opportunity. Again, just something a little different in presenting the Word of God. We also did a Holiday Bible Club last year, and it went down very well also. So thankful to the Lord for, again, last year's Holiday Bible Club. We used it in Banbridge, and we put packs together with worksheets and craft sheets. And I went around and contacted a lot of children and gave them their worksheet packs and crafts and all the rest of it on the Friday to start it on the Monday. And it went really, really well in Banbridge. As a result, we have some new children into our Sunday school. Not a lot. We have a few. And we're very encouraged by that. And here they are, patiently waiting for FPC or for Holiday Bible Club to start. In fact, the grandmother of these children, she sent me a wee video. And when it come to quiz time, I was for the boys. Christina was for the girls. And whoever's turn it was, there's two, their cousins, there was two boys and a girl. And when it come to the boys' turn, these boys, they were up in the chairs, cheering and shouting. And Olive said to me, she said, if anybody come to my door, they think they're mad in this house. But they really got into it, and were so thankful to God. As a result of it, this Holiday Bible Club as well, children have come to the Lord. There's a lady texted us from England, from London actually, and she said, your Holiday Bible Club this week has been a real godsend. She said, my little boy is off school with COVID, and she said, it couldn't be more timely. And she said, we sit down and we watch and take part in the Holiday Bible Club. And she said, I want to thank you for the wonderful way in which you present the gospel to the boys and girls. And I said to Robert and Christina, if people keep sending those comments, our heads will get that big, we'll not be able to get through a door. But it's marvelous, the comments that we've had and the people who have been blessed and their children blessed by it, and so we do thank God for it. Of course, as I say, there was the crafts and the worksheets, and here, there we go again, it's jumped one. No, it's not going to do it. It's on here, crafts and worksheets. Those as closest to it can see it. They did their crafts and their worksheets every day and really got excited about it. And they sent in their pictures into Glen, and then every day the best were picked and they got prizes. And then at the end of the week, those who sent in something every day got a special prize at the end of the week. And again, it was really marvellous to see the enthusiasm of the children. Let's hope we'll only go one this time. Yes, outdoor Bible clubs. Last year I was able to have quite a number of outdoor meetings. A lot of churches didn't have their holiday Bible clubs. They were still a bit cautious. So this was Derrybeg Housing Estate in Newry. And we went along, and it was a wonderful time with these children. The majority of these children are Roman Catholics, and they come and they sit. They may sit through the whole meeting. They may not. It just depends what notion takes them. But we had a tremendous week with them. And I was very grateful to, I better give him his full title, Reverend Simon Anderson. Simon and his wife and children came each time to help us out. And I really appreciated that, because on the last night, we finished about 7:15. And one of the wee girls, she started to ask questions. And it just went on and on and on. Very sensible questions. And if the question got a wee bit tough, I would say, oh, Simon, I'll take a wee break here. You answer that one. And I was very appreciative of his help. And we do thank God for those opportunities for the outdoor meetings. These were two of the places in Banbridge that I went to, Hillhead and... Oh, it didn't come up either. Don't know what's wrong with us tonight. Hillhead and Edenderry. And when I went to Hillhead, I've been in Hillhead many times over the years, and but hadn't been recently, of course, with COVID and that. And I walked around this corner, and there was this girl sitting, and she had some friends with her, and she looked at me, and she just stood up, and she put her hands like this, and she said, "Well, it's about time you come back to see us." And I looked at her and I thought, who are you? And then I remembered her mother, years ago, her mother used to come and sit with us. And she was maybe 9 or 10 at the time. And she used to come and sit with us. And here was her daughter now, who had children of her own. And I said to her, "We're coming this week." And she said, "Well, it's about time." And the girls that were sitting with her, she says to them, "We'll be there, girls, won't we?" And the girls sitting with her, they didn't have a chance to say no. And she came and she brought her own children and her grandchildren. And we just really thank God for that. What a week we had. And I said to some of those children, "What do you call the book God has given to us?" They didn't know. Whoa. They didn't know. They had not a clue, the book that God had given to us. Let's not worry, folks. Worst things have happened in meetings. One time I was having a week of children's meetings in one of our churches, and the floor was lino. And I had, so way back in the days of flannel graph boards and easels, and I had a flannel board and an easel up, and I'm waxing eloquently with my story. And all of a sudden, the whole thing slid and the whole thing collapsed on the floor. The children went into an absolute uproar. And thankfully, there was one lady there. She came and she very graciously helped me get myself gathered together again. So don't worry, things can happen. As well as Hillhead, I was in Edenderry Park, and shame on me. I've never been in Edenderry Park before. And I had been out giving out prizes from the Holiday Bible Club. And some children in Edenderry Park had been involved in it. And I saw all these weans running about, and I thought, boys, here's an opportunity. And so I went round and did some visiting. And as I was visiting, I met a wee elderly lady, and she said to me, "I remember meetings here a long time ago, and there was a man with an accordion." And I thought, Uncle Fred, Fred Greenfield when he was in Banbridge. And, you know, we had a great crowd of children. Again, the majority of them Roman Catholics. And we met each night, and I said to them about the Bible. They had no clue either. Not a clue. So at the end, that's where we're supposed to be. So at the end of the week, they got Bibles like they did in Hillhead. At the end of the week, a couple of the girls said to me, "Is that you finished?" I said, "Yes, that's us finished." "Are you not coming back?" I said, "We'll come back next summer." "You're not coming back before that?" I said, "Oh, no, no, the weather's getting too cold." So they said, "Tell you what, we'll get a tent and we'll put up a gazebo and we can bring blankets and we'll put on our coats and you can put on your coat and you can come and teach us." And I said to them, "I think your mothers wouldn't be too chuffed if you ended up getting pneumonia or something." But that's how enthusiastic they were. We're still not operating, are we? Sorry?
Maybe now.
Maybe now. Good stuff. I can talk away anyway, so don't be worrying. It's just nicer for you to see a picture. Camp ministry. And, of course, our camp ministry has been curtailed this last couple of years. I would be involved with Sandown, and I've been involved with Sandown for a whole lot of years. And last year, they had their camp via Zoom. And then on the Friday, we met in a community centre in Dundonald. And it was really great to have the children together for the last day. And this was in our meeting, and these are some of the children that attended. And we are so thankful to God for that. Our mission board camp was via Zoom as well. And it was encouraging to see all the children that tuned into that. So thankful that this year camp is going to be residential. And really looking forward to having the children together. Somebody said to me in a meeting recently, "I didn't know you were so fond of sleepless nights." But it'll be just so good to get them back together again. We've had children from Enniskillen in the past at our mission board camp. I don't know if there's any signed up for this year or not. But hopefully... Oh, I see a head nodding. So, really great. I actually had, the last year in 2019, I had children from Enniskillen in my group, and it was lovely. Camp is full. The Reverend Ryan McKee said we'll go for 30. And the time we reached 30, there was a long waiting list. So I think he's now gone to 45, and there's still a waiting list for anybody that drops out. So we're looking forward to that again this year. There was games and crafts that Friday. We met with Sandown, and good really to meet with these children, and we thank God for it. And do please pray as the summer comes for these outreaches. This is Sandown as well, and the winning team. Every year they have at least four teams, and of course we had the quizzes online as well, and on the last day the winning team, and they're just so chuffed with themselves and got their medals, and they're so thrilled. The other group is what I've called the leavers, and every year there are those, it is their last year, and that's very sad, very, very sad, because many of them would be saved, but there's always those who are not. And they've heard the gospel for many, many years. And your heart is heavy because they go out and you just trust and pray that they will remember what they've been taught and that they will come to know Christ as their Saviour. Just some wee prayer requests before I finish. Please pray that the Word of God that was taught last year online in the open airs, in the Holy Bible clubs and camps, pray that still yet that word will bring forth fruit and that there will be children who come to know Christ as Saviour. Pray for the schools, that all of the schools will soon open and that we'll be back in amongst the boys and girls for not only assembly but for Bible clubs in the schools as well. And pray that this year, as the Holy Bible clubs take place, and the camps and the outdoor meetings, that the Lord will bless us and be with us, that we'll have favourable weather and that we'll not have too many sleepless nights. I actually go from Sandown Road Camp into our Mission Board Camp. So I'll be really in great shape when it comes to Mission Board Camp. But do pray that the Lord will be with us and enable us and help us. We do thank you for your prayers. We really do. And there's a verse that often comes to me when I think about the ministry amongst our children. And it's that verse in the book of Galatians. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. And where it says there, faint not, let's not lose heart. And sometimes we do when it comes to children's ministry, because they come and you don't maybe see a lot of response. But we thank God that they've been taught his word, and the Lord can take that word that's in their heart and can yet bring them to himself. Sometimes they have to go the long way round before they come to the Lord. But do pray that as the word is taught, that many, many boys and girls, and that homes and families will be reached with the gospel of Christ through our ministry. Thank you ever so much for your prayers, and ask you that you will continue to pray for us, and that together we will rejoice together, because we're workers together with God, that we will rejoice together in precious souls coming to trust the Saviour. Thank you very much, Mr. Porter. Sorry for the upheaval in the middle, but you got the gist of it all.
Well, thank you very much to our sister Joyce for coming tonight and sharing with us something of the burden of the work of the children that she's involved in. So do remember these matters and take them upon your heart and pray for her day by day, that the school ministry would open up again, and the camps as well, and that the Lord would just give fruit that will remain even unto eternal life, and that the children who hear the word of God and receive will go on in the ways of the Lord. So thank you for coming. Thank you also for Stephen and helping out there with the technical equipment as well. Very much appreciated. We'll maybe just sing one more hymn before a time of prayer. 523. Work for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work in springing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter under the glowing sun. Work for the night is coming when man's work is done. Him that challenges us all. Work for the Lord and do what we can for the seed. We're going to change our position with the stand as we sing, as the organist leads us in our place, singing it with all of our hearts.